Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Scream early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
You're listening to a Morbid Network podcast.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
And Ash. Hey guys, welcome to Megan Fox Meets Hallmark. I'm one of your hosts, Caleb.
I'm Ash.
And I'm Elena.
I always go last.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, not today.
I'm here too.
Hey Drew, how's it going, dude?
There's Drew.
What's up, guys?
Drew's here.
I missed you, Drew. I haven't seen all of you in a while, but then I don't talk to you on Zoom, so I feel like I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. I miss you, Khalib.
He said that last night.
Yeah, he was true, like, he did.
Can I be on Scream? I really miss Caleb.
Oh.
He did.
I was like, I loved your bromance. Of course you can be on Scream.
The feeling is mutual, Drew. We have a good bromance, and we also have a good bromance with Ethan Hurt. So thank you to Mr. Ethan Hurt, who made our intro music. You can find him at www.ethanhurt.com. There's no the, it's just www.ethanhurt.com. But you know what? He's the Ethan Hurt. I think I've said that a few times, but you know what?
I think you have.
Don't hurt Ethan.
Don't hurt him. His website's awesome.
Is he still at Texas Roadhouse, though?
He's waiting there.
He's waiting.
I'm going to see him there someday.
Someday.
And I do want to give a quick thanks to Kyle Herman, because we haven't said anything about him yet, but he's the dude that made our outro song and really
Kyle.
Just, I mean, I kind of talked about it in an ad a little bit, you know, when we like went off and the first introduced the song, but Kyle fucking killed it on that outro, so thank you, Kyle.
Kyle, you're the best. You truly are.
Eggs, eggs, eggs. Kyle, I hope you're living the dream.
Endless corn. You're the best.
I've wanted to scream Kyle rocks since the day I was born.
Eggs, 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 baby. But anyway, we're not here to talk about eggs and all that stuff. We are here to talk about a new Megan Fox movie that just came out, what, like 4 days ago, 5 days? I think it came out the second.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah, it came out like the second or the third, one of those two.
It came out.
It
came out the first.
Oh, it was the first?
July 1st.
Caleb was wrong.
What
July 1st.
Fuck?
Oh, wait, excuse me. It had its initial release in Russia.
Okay, when was it released here?
It was never released. It was actually all a fever dream.
Yeah. Oh, it says July 1st.
Maybe earlier that day in Russia.
There you go.
I just went, Russia.
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 Well, this was a movie that was released at some point early July.
It's
starring Megan Fox, but it's kind of a weird thing. Okay, so I couldn't find the budget, couldn't find the box office because it's pretty damn new, but it was directed by some dude named S.K. Dale, written by a dude named Jason Carvey. Neither of them have done much, and there aren't many notable actors in here. Like, I mean, admittedly, I didn't know a single person in this movie aside from Megan Fox.
Yeah, and I loved that.
Yeah, I feel like the guy that she was cheating on her husband with, like, I think he's been in other films that I've seen.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, like, one or two of them in, like, small appearances, like, here or there. Mm-hmm. But, like, they're not people that I really recognize whatsoever. So it's weird. It was a really indie movie that I feel like kind of just came out of nowhere.
It really did come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, the trailer dropped like 2 weeks ago. I mean, maybe other people were following a little bit, but I never saw Megan post anything about it. I mean, I follow her on like Instagram and Twitter and stuff, and I've never seen anything about it until like right when it was out. She was like, oh, here's this new movie. And I was like, okay, you guys want to just do that then?
Let's do that. Because it's, I mean, Megan Fox's return to this kind of film.
After Megan's body.
I mean,
that's basically
it was
what
Megan's
it is.
Body. After Jennifer's body, I've been waiting for her.
Yo, I've never seen Jennifer's body.
What the
wow,
actual
you
fuck?
Should have done the episode with us. You know wow. what? This is your revival. This is your Megan Fox horror experience. It's you know what?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Actually, I'm sorry. Go back. Go watch Jennifer's body first.
Because Jennifer's body is great.
Yeah, you need to see Jennifer's body.
Yeah.
She's so good at like mixing this like really fucked up, gory horribleness with like super dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is so funny.
Oh. And she's beautiful.
There's that.
Yeah, I feel like that just goes without saying. Like,
she's very nice to watch.
Every single time she appeared on the screen after like going somewhere for
gushing.
A second, I was like, just imagine.
Yeah.
Imagine being that.
Every time she would waltz into a scene, I literally would go, like, it was one of those, I was like, oh,
yeah, like, bitch.
She's so pretty.
Yeah, everyone does have flaws, because right now she's dating Machine Gun Kelly, and that is easily
that's
the
flaw.
Only flaw that she has.
It's a massive flaw.
Huge.
One might say, like, the most flawed flaw.
Big
that
mistake.
That's ever flawed.
Huge. I don't understand it either.
I don't.
I can't wrap my head around it, but you know that, I guess that's not what we're here for.
She's, like, best friends with Kourtney Kardashian now, too.
I'm here for that because I love Kourtney Kardashian.
Because Kourtney is dating Travis Barker.
Weren't you telling me that Kourtney is, like, one of your least favorite nowadays?
Out of all the Kardashians?
Yeah.
Yeah. Khloe's my favorite. And
Ash's face right now.
This is news to me, buddy.
Khloe's my favorite, and then it probably goes Kim and then Kourtney. I don't really count Kylie
so you're going straight Kardashians, like you're not going Jenner's right now.
Yeah. Khloe is definitely my favorite.
Yeah, I can't believe you'd put Kim above Kourtney, but you know, again, not here for that. Kourtney's hands down my favorite.
It all goes together.
And I'm just checking my email while you guys talk about this. So.
This is important stuff, Elena.
Who's your favorite, Caleb?
I'd probably go Kourtney or Kim, honestly.
Boom. Love it.
Honestly. Wow. Okay, Caleb.
It's not that I don't like Khloe. I think that she's the least fun to me. I like a little bit of chaos, so like I need the...
Have you ever watched the show?
Yeah, Khloe is a lot of fun. Okay, we have to
stop,
though. Maybe we should start our own podcast about the Kardashians.
I'm like...
I can feel Elena's blood rise being like, are we here for this right now? Like,
an hour later.
It's easily like the hardest show to watch in the world, but also one of the most entertaining shows to watch in the world at the same time.
It's also on in mine and Ash's apartment like 24/7.
100%. Sorry, oh, not sorry.
Oh man.
All anyways. Right. So, moving on.
Moving on.
All right.
Moving
so
far on.
So this is Megan Fox's return to horror after a long time, but I also wouldn't say horror. I'd say it's her return to horror adjacent. It's her return to a thriller with a mystery, but there isn't really a mystery. It's more like a straightforward story. It's a Hallmark movie.
No, you know what? It's not a Hallmark movie, but the entire time I was watching it, I was like, if Megan Fox wasn't in this, like replace her with like a D-list actor, it would 100% be a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
And I would
100%
watch it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, like, okay, you're right. It's not a Hallmark movie, but the first 30 minutes of the movie is like a recipe for seduction, which is that one Mario Lopez Colonel Kentucky Fried Chicken movie.
Oh my god, when you
did you
watch
show
that.
Yeah,
oh we did watch that. I forgot about that.
You guys watched that while I was like working, and I was like, what is happening in my house right now?
I've seen that too.
The greatest thing in the world.
No, it's the beginning of this movie just dragged a little bit for me.
Yeah.
Like there was a point where I was like,
I'm sorry, I can't.
It's okay.
Something needs to happen or I'm going to check out of this. Like, again, I love Megan Fox.
But yeah, it was literally like, it was right at that. It wasn't, I wasn't to the point where I was like, this is way too long, but I was right at that junction where I was like, if this keeps going, I'm definitely checking out.
And then there was a minute where we looked where we were like, oh, like something has to happen. Like, how much does this movie have left? And it literally had like a half hour left.
Yeah,
and
we were like, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt, because I think I told you like right before I was watching with my friend Nia and we were super excited to watch it. And then like the first 30 minutes, a huge drag. We're just like, all right, I don't know. And then something starts happening a little bit. So we're like, all right, cool. It's going to get into the movie. And then, you know, we'll talk about what happens with the husband, blah, blah, blah. But that's when the movie kind of kicks off. And then it takes like at least another 15 minutes, like for it to not just be Megan Fox walking around, like doing nothing for a while.
It's true. Yeah.
And it's like
true. To play devil's advocate, though, everything that they did in the beginning, they had to do because it set it up for later.
For sure.
Okay, so I would agree. I would say that they had to do everything, but to an extent. I feel like they could have done everything they did, but made it a lot shorter and then made other things longer. Like the parts that
for sure.
The parts that were really long didn't need to be as long, and the parts that were short did not need to be as short.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
I feel like a lot of the things were predictable, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the entire
like,
movie.
Like, they
was
would
very
say something, and you're like, all right, well, that's going to come back later.
Yeah, exactly.
Like the second he put that necklace on her neck, I was like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
We were like, something's with that necklace.
I was like, that necklace is ugly as fuck, and I know she doesn't like it, so.
But I will say, when that came back around later, I was like, that's pretty brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I liked that.
But also speaking to that, like there were a lot of things that like, you know, you see and you're like, oh, that's going to come back because, you know, they zoom in or like they like talk a lot about it or like, you know, pan over, blah, blah, blah. But then there were a lot of things that they did the same thing with that just never came back whatsoever and had no relevance. And I'm like, wait, so what? Like there was that dinner scene. I think the dinner scene was the most grueling part of this movie. Like there were a few key things that happened in there that were kind of important. But the whole thing, I think, what, they just spend like 10 minutes at that restaurant maybe just to like set up like maybe one or two key things. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I liked the restaurant scene, I'll be honest. Like, I think the restaurant scene was needed. I think maybe if they were going to cut anything, they could have cut that part of her in the bathroom with the girl.
That's literally what I was just about to say.
It was just very unnecessary.
I thought that was unnecessary.
Like, we already knew that she wasn't happy in her marriage. They didn't need to drive it home further.
Exactly.
Like, it's that part, and then right after, they, like, kind of glance off to her and kind of, like, zoom in on her, like, after they're walking away, and it kind of made her seem like she was gonna have, like, a relevance later in the story. Like, it was one of those things you're like, oh, okay, so she's coming back. Never happened. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, what's the point of any of that? You spent, like, 5 minutes on this one girl.
Yeah. And I think all that was to do was to be like, yeah, like, this girl's in a similar situation, and Megan Fox, like, gets it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
we got
okay,
that.
Like, yeah, we all got that. And even, like, when she was leaving and, like, he left the Super Bowl tickets, I knew he was going to leave those.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't need you to tell me.
I literally said it out loud. Yeah. Remember? I was like, the Super Bowl tickets are in there.
Yeah, she literally predicted that.
Well, because otherwise, like, what is the movie? Like, if he's not going to, like, get mad and go off, blah, 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 like. But also, did you guys watch the trailer before you watched the movie?
No, actually, I didn't.
I actually saw a little bit of it on the Today Show.
Yeah, you did great not watching the trailer because me and Nia watched it right before we watched the movie. And when we were done, we were like, oh, the entire movie was in that trailer.
Oh, see, I hate when they do that.
Yeah. See, I'm glad I didn't watch it now.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. But okay, I feel like we're being pretty ominous with this conversation so far. We're like, all right, well, this, we'll get to that. So let's go ahead and get into the, you know, the whole play-by-play thing.
Let's dive in.
Drew, are you ready?
Khalib, yes.
Thank you.
I think.
Good.
And you're staring at me weird.
I am.
You're like, am I ready? I'm not sure now. I was sure once.
I thought I was ready. I'm not ready anymore.
So the movie starts out with a guy named Tom. I believe this is the correct pronunciation. It looks like Amil Amin or like Amil. Fuck, I really don't know, but like I'm doing my best. So.
You tried. You're doing amazing, sweetie.
And he was great.
Yeah, he was really good in this.
Yeah.
There is only one audio clip I plan on putting in this movie, or in this episode of this conversation of this movie. Mm-hmm. And it's one of his quotes because it might have been one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to see which one.
Are you going to tell us at the end?
I'll tell you just when we get to it in general.
Cool.
Okay, awesome.
So anyway, he's getting real intimate with Emma, who is Megan Fox in this movie. But that doesn't last long because it turns out she's dumping Tom because she's getting married.
Well, she is married.
What? I thought she was already married.
Yeah, she's already married.
Well, let me hold up. So that doesn't last long, though, because it turns out she's dumping Tom because she's big married.
She's big married.
Yeah, she even hides asshole.
And she hides that wedding ring in her visor in her car.
Yeah.
Throws that shit on when she gets back
supposed to go.
Those are for sunglasses, ma'am.
Elena called that too. She was like, "Oh, she's gonna put her wedding ring back on," yeah. And then boom, she did it. And I was like, "Wow, that was something."
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a Hallmark movie, so I mean,
Lifetime.
Same thing.
Hallmark movies are never sad. Nothing.
And they're
sad
always
happens
set
in
the
in them.
Snow, which this was too.
Mm-hmm. That was true. Yeah. Look at that.
This was Maybe a snow right. movie. You know what? That's another reason I was really excited for those two, because I thought they were going to have a lot of cool snow antics. And they did have a couple. There were a couple cool snow antics.
I mean, the whole end.
I was literally just going to say
was a pretty good snow antic.
Ending of the movie didn't do it for you.
Yeah. That did it for me.
Okay, no. The part that did it for me is when she's like hiding from the dudes and then she like flops down into like a little hole.
Oh, I loved
that.
Just this little divot. Mm-hmm. I loved that.
That I enjoyed. Okay, but anyway, we see the Till Death title screen and then Megan starts going through some files in her husband's office. She finds pictures of herself all beat the hell up, and then a picture of this dude that beat her up, who apparently she stabbed in the eye. That's about as much context we get at this
the
moment.
The confidential file just laying there.
Just laying open on a desk. Yeah. As soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah!
With something like poking out of it, like begging you to open it.
Yeah, there was like a photo poking out of it. I was like, that's how confidential files work.
Yeah, just right
absolutely.
There, out in the open.
Yeah.
But confidential.
Totally.
Well, anytime there's a confidential file, you know someone's reading it and then they throw it off in like a fit of anger, so it kind of just
Truth.
Ends up with the like picture like slightly hanging out.
Yep. You're right.
That's just fact. Do we know what
it's
he
fact.
Does for a living? Did I just forget that, or did
yeah.
I not catch
that?
He's
a defense that? Attorney.
He's the one who sent that dude to jail and blah, blah, blah.
Well, exactly. He used to be a prosecutor
yeah,
then.
Yeah, but he switched sides.
Right. Okay.
Because she says, like, you used to work to get people, to put bad guys in jail, and now you work to get them out.
Which we know why he was working
and
to get them out
this
now.
This guy who, like, beat her up had stabbed her in the back and tried to rob her.
Mm-hmm.
And she had stabbed him in the eye and blinded him.
With her car keys.
Yeah, badass. Get it.
And then immediately I knew. I was like, oh, so at the end she's going to stab him in the other eye. Because I literally
you
said
did.
That.
She said that.
You just completely reminded me of what this made me think of, because like I said, like this is an indie movie that just has like one big famous person and a bunch of other people that like haven't done a whole ton. It reminded me of this movie that came out I think early last year, maybe late last year. It was called Becky, and there wasn't really anyone like super famous in it. It wasn't like big names who wrote or directed it. It was pretty much an indie film, but it was starring Kevin James as a killer, so it kind of got like some traction.
Wait, the comedian?
What?
The comedian Kevin James?
Yeah, if you want to, I'd call him an Adam Sandler like movie yeah. enthusiast.
Yeah, like grown ups, Kevin.
Yes.
Like Air Bunnies comedian.
Yes. Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, so that's what that movie was, and you know what? They kind of did the same thing in that. I mean, spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen Becky, if you're really worried about that. I don't even want to talk. I had a conversation with someone in public about that once. They just butted into my conversation, like I was talking to a friend about Becky, and they were like, "Oh, are you kidding me? That movie, Becky?" And then I was like, "Yeah, I didn't really like it." They were like, "Why didn't you like it specifically?" And I was like, "Okay, what do you think?" And then I gave them like 10 reasons, and then I was like, okay, so why'd you like it? They were like, I just liked it.
Me on
he
this podcast.
He probably made the movie.
She had to have been like the sister of Becky or something, because I was like, that conversation was just too ridiculous.
She was Kevin James's mom.
Is Kevin James Paul Blart Mall Cop?
Yes,
yes, okay. That's exactly who that is.
Have I also, I feel like I've asked that on this podcast before.
I don't think you've asked that, but I think we've talked about Paul Blart Mall Cop a few times.
We definitely have.
I love just calling people Paul Blart Mall Cop. Okay, Paul
Anyone
Blart
Anyone on Malcolm. A Segway Paul is Paul Blart Mall Cop.
On it.
So yeah, it kind of felt like that movie, and then also in that movie, so anyway, what I was getting to, spoiler, and if you didn't have enough time to skip ahead now, this is your time. There's a part where like his eyeball starts to like hang out, and he's just like, I'm strapped for time, I'm just gonna get rid of it, and he chops it off, and I'm like, that's the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, you're telling me because of this little robbery thing you have going on, and you're not gonna try to save your for the rest of your life? You're just like, fuck it, let me chop it off?
Oy.
So he did that, and then like later, I if I remember right, he got like stabbed in the other eye. So I feel like a lot of that, there's a lot of parallels to that. It's just like one of those movies, you know, it's just really predictable. It's a standard horror movie. Someone's making it and they're like, I'm gonna spend some money on this for one big name. People are going to watch it. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Let's go.
I'm here for
Elena,
it.
Elena, didn't you say it was like that? It was a Gerald's Game.
Yeah, it reminded me of Gerald's Game. Except we didn't get the degloving that Thank I was God. Waiting for. Because
she said that, and I was like, I'm not watching Megan Fox deglove her
as
hand.
Soon
I'm
as she started
it.
Trying to get that thing off, I was like, here it is.
I turned around. It's I was coming. Like, no, I'm not seeing that with my eyes.
I would have been a little annoyed, though, because I would have been like, that's very Gerald's Game.
A direct ripoff. Yeah. So it's good that they didn't do that.
Yeah.
They probably knew they couldn't.
You know what? I'm on both sides of that. I feel like, yeah, that would have been a direct ripoff, but also maybe it would have livened things up a little bit.
It definitely would have livened things up.
Yeah.
Because she would have had to go through the rest of the movie with that degloved hand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
that is true.
Although, that would have made things weird.
I don't like that they call it like degloving. Like, I don't know why. I just hate that.
I mean,
right on the nose.
But my skin is not a glove. My skin is my skin.
But it turns becomes into a glove when you rip it off.
Yeah.
It becomes a glove.
But I don't want that.
Love that for my hands. Anyway.
That's just yucky.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Emma and Mark head over to this fancy dinner. He gives her a necklace. And then on the side, there's one that young chick. She's getting proposed to by like a super old dude. And they're having this whole conversation that we kind of touched on earlier. They're like,
oh, wait. Didn't she see Tom before that? And you find out that Tom works for her husband.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
Good call, babe.
Yeah, Caleb.
Yeah. look.
So before that, we're in an elevator. They're on their way to dinner. Tom walks on and you can see Megan Fox is literally like, oh, fuck. And then he's like, oh, yeah, haven't you guys met before? And they like try to pretend that they haven't met. And they're like, oh, yeah, at that Christmas party. And he's like, no, you guys both know that that wasn't the first time you met at a Christmas party. And they're both like, what? And then he's like, it was a holiday party. I feel like the reason why that joke was in there is because like he did know that they were fucking. So he's like, he's fucking with them. He's being like, that's not when you met.
Yeah, and
he
just wanted to see their response.
Right, because he waits a second before he's like, it was a holiday party.
Yeah.
I liked that because
that's
like,
true. I didn't think of that.
I would do that if I knew that you were cheating on me. I'd be like, that's not the first time you met.
Oh, I would fuck so hard with them.
Yeah, hell yeah. Gotta.
I'd give him an egg.
I don't know if I'd fuck as hard as this guy does with
Probably
them.
Probably not. No, I'd like to live. I'd like to see it through.
I'd end it at that elevator scene.
So yeah, Drew was right. All that stuff happened. They got a little bit of sassy with each other. And then now she's over here getting sassy with
Bathroom girl.
Yeah, with bathroom girl. And then... It seems like it doesn't matter. And then she looks off to the side. The only thing that bugs me about this, and literally it's another thing that I wouldn't have written down whatsoever, but she just does this thing where she looks off and it zooms in on her. And I thought that she was going to be one of the attackers later.
Oh, I didn't.
The whole point of that dinner scene was definitely just to, they needed to like hammer in how bad this guy was, like right. How shitty. Like he gives her that necklace. She gives him Super Bowl tickets and he's like, she's like, I know you've always wanted to go. They're at the 50-yard line, and maybe the Steelers will be in there this year. And he's like,
they're
yeah,
4-12.
They suck, and just, like, throws it at her. And it's like, so that whole time, you're like, this guy is such a fucking asshole. Like, yeah. I want something bad to happen to him.
Or even before that, he's like, I thought you were going to wear the red dress. And
I
she's
thought
like,
I told you to wear the red dress.
Yeah, the red dress.
The red dress.
And then he's like, she's like, oh, like, it's not comfortable, or, like, I didn't have time. And he's like, oh, well, we have time to stop. And then they go to the restaurant, and she's in the red dress.
Yeah, which was a great dress.
Yeah.
I will say.
She do be looking good in that lobster red.
But he's a shithead.
Yeah, he sucks.
So now Mark is like, all right, Emma, I'm going to blindfold you, take you somewhere. You ready? All right, let's go. So now he starts taking her over to a fucking lake house. And honestly, that just pisses me off. Like, I am never getting in a car with someone blindfolded. Like, you got, you're not going to let me know where I'm going. Like, no, I want to know where I'm going.
Sensory deprivation is not for me.
No, same. And also, she didn't strike me as someone who, like, loves that lake house. Like, she didn't seem psyched Mm-mm. to see it. She didn't seem like she was really digging it. And I know I would not be psyched if my husband on our anniversary was like, let me blindfold you and drive you miles and miles in the car while you're car sick because you can't see where you're going.
To a place you don't want
to go. To a place I don't want to be. When we could really just go to our probably fancy penthouse apartment, which is probably what they have. Like, yeah, you know, definitely. They had like a fancy ass house or apartment in the city. And it's like, you can be alone there and comfortable. So I would not be happy.
But not secluded to kill her.
No.
So.
No. You're bringing me out to a lake house in the middle of winter? No. And in the middle of winter. That's the other
thing. Yeah, fuck that. And she's like, oh, it looks so weird out here in the winter.
It's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah, because it's a lake
house. Shit's about to get real weird out here in the winter.
Drew, what do you think about getting weird in the winter?
I don't really like it. I'm more of like a fall person.
Hell yeah. You get weird in the winter. You're a good shoveler.
You get real weird in the winter.
You can get weird in the winter.
Just don't get weird in the winter out in the wilderness. That's all.
No, fuck that. I mean, go ahead. I'm not going with you though.
Get weird locally in the winter.
Stay weird locally.
A local weirdness, if you will.
Down with the weirdness.
So anyway, they're at this lake house now, and Megan Fox like walks around for a while. She plays a song on the record player that like we will come to find out is like their wedding song or whatever. It'll come back a few times.
He's setting up like a little scavenger hunt.
Yeah, basically.
Which, fuck a scavenger hunt. I'll be the first to say it.
I honestly wouldn't mind that.
No, fuck a
but
scavenger
only if
hunt.
I liked him. Like if John did that for me, I'd be like so cute. If but Drew if that did that guy for did me, it, I'd be
I
like,
would
gross.
Say that's so cute, but no, thank you. Oh I don't God. Scavenge.
All right, hear that, Drew?
Not a scavenger. Yeah,
all right, now I know.
Now you know.
Isn't your like motto like being trash? I'm pretty sure you are a scavenger.
I mean, it's not my motto. It's just who I am. But now my new motto is that
the trash life was not made by her. It was thrust upon her.
Honestly, that's correct. Like, that's a very truthful statement. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome.
She said thrust.
No, no, like, thanks, Mom, for thrusting the trash life upon me.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I love it.
So anyway, Mark leads her into the master bathroom, or not bathroom. Yeah, whatever. He leads her into the master bathroom. Let's just say that.
Get busy in the bathroom.
There's a bunch of candles in the master bathroom and, you know, rose petals in the master bathroom. And he starts talking about, you know, master we have bedroom. Something good is love. We like is that, love. Right? And then they just start, like, fucking.
And I'm pretty sure he's, like, Irish or British.
I couldn't tell
the
what
actor,
his accent
I think,
was.
Is Irish.
It's love.
There it is. So that's exactly what it sounds like.
That ain't it, Caleb. That ain't
is that
it.
Not
I'm pretty
what
sure the
like?
Actor is Irish, because I think his name is Owen, but spelled the Irish way.
Oh, okay.
But
I
I'm not.
That.
Wilson? That was no. Owen Wilson?
If Owen Wilson was this man, like, I wouldn't believe it.
No.
Owen Dude. Wilson can only play a nice guy.
Yeah, no.
That would have been a 5 out of 5 movie. Megan Fox and Owen Wilson?
No.
No.
No, I
Wedding Crashers
really
2, maybe, not this.
Dude, it would have been like Hall Pass Till Death.
No.
That's the vibe, dude.
High five, high five.
Anyway, no. You guys are fucking nerds. Well, they're fucking. So, like, she wakes up they in the are. Morning around, like, 24 minutes in the movie. And yes, this is 24 minutes into the movie. And Emma is handcuffed to him. You know? That's good.
I love that immediately she's just like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not trying to mess around.
Yeah, like, she's not like, what? She's literally like, what the fuck is this? Like, what are you doing?
The beginning of the scene, he was like hunched over, sitting on the edge of the bed, and me and Ash both thought it was a gunshot wound, but it was, Elena goes, it's suspenders.
Yeah. I was like, oh, that's the other guy. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, it's not. I was like, oh, wait, he got shot. And Drew's like, yeah, he got shot.
And
Elena's like,
that's suspenders.
He's wearing suspenders. And I was like, oh, okay, close. I'll book us eye appointments.
Very close.
I do need to book us eye appointments. So it was a reminder.
Drew, stop yawning. So anyway, she's handcuffed. She's handcuffed to him. And then he's like, how are you feeling? Did you dream? beautiful things? And then she goes, what is this, Mark? And then he says, it's time to wake up. And then he shoots himself in the head. So that was cool.
I will say that scene when he does it and the blood like splats onto half of her face. I was like, that's,
I liked it.
That's good.
I liked
like
it.
That's a good visual.
Yeah. And you know what? Megan Fox with blood splatter on her. It's a vibe.
Oh,
it's
always.
Such a vibe. Such a vibe.
Because she's still Gorgina.
She is.
She is Gorgina.
She never even slightly tilts never. Away from being just perfection.
Not once.
Every name that ends in Gina makes me laugh.
I mean, you are a 12-year-old boy.
What's a name
boy.
That ends in Gina?
Does the heart condition angina make you laugh?
Wait, yeah, it does, because actually I've said angina in front of you before and you've laughed.
Yeah, so there you go, angina.
That's pretty funny.
See? I know what gets stuff. You going. Well,
it's those Ginas.
Lol.
Lol Gina.
Okay. Hey, all right.
I went to Lowe's
couple
the other day.
2x4.
I'll get you a gosh darn hammer and nails. I'll get you a hot glue gun.
Do you know what a 2x4 is?
Yeah, it's a big piece of wood.
It's a big piece of wood.
Okay.
But how dare why you? Do they call it a 2x4?
Because it's 2 inches by 4 inches. Or feet. It's 2 feet by 4 feet.
That's squeaking. You're right.
I know. Good job. It's pretty simple. Like 2x4. Fuck all you guys.
Ash is the main character at Lowe's.
I am the main character.
Oh no, but this is going to be, now poor Ash.
Why, what?
Everybody's going to yell at us for being mean to Ash.
Yeah, don't be mean to me because I got...
Bullying Ash about the 2x4s.
I got people across the nation that come for me.
It's true.
They stick up for me.
They ride with you.
What did your kid say the other day? I would stick for them.
That's what my kids call sticking up for someone. They'll be like, I would stick for that person.
I would stick for them.
They said, they were saying if somebody gets made fun of in school, they're going to make sure that they stick for them. And I was like, that's the cutest thing I have ever heard.
I fucking love them so much.
I was like, yes, stick for those people.
I'm going to teach them girls. To stick for TT because of y'all.
And they're going to be like, you told me to stick for them, and I did.
Okay, right. Okay, we're fine. We're fine, guys, we're fine. We're fine. We're fine.
We're here.
Everything we're is okay. Literally okay.
We're okay. Drew, calm
Everything
down.
Everything is awesome.
Drew is going down. Crazy.
Drew, calm the fuck down.
I always
down.
Tell him he's got a level
I
up.
Was
you guys
Instagram.
Can't see it, but Drew is wild.
What are you doing on Instagram?
Look, tone it the fuck down, all right?
Yeah.
We're fine.
You need to calm down.
We're fine.
Taylor Swift, you need to calm down, 2019.
Okay, baby, we're good.
What?
I think it was 2018. I honestly don't know.
Like, I don't know.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, who's that by?
Taylor Swift.
So Megan...
So
that
Megan...
can be at the end of the Glove Club.
So yeah. Megan understandably starts acting like a weirdo because, you know, she has to drag her dead husband around or whatever. So, you know, she also understandably gets her wedding dress and puts it under him to drag him around because he's dead.
That scene went on for way too long. They're like, we don't need to see her in every single room of the house with the dead body.
That did get
Drew.
That did get
yes.
pretty long.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
You gotta move way back when you're finna laugh like that.
Sorry.
It's true though. It went on a long time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, far too long.
Like Megan Fox like finds out that she's attached. She's like, okay, I'm gonna look for a sharp thing in the bathroom, the kitchen, the master bedroom, the side bedroom, the half bathroom. I'm gonna look inside of the toilet in the outhouse out back. I'm gonna look in the basement. I'm also gonna look at, and there isn't a sharp thing anywhere.
And then the entire time there was a sharp thing in the shed with the boats.
Oh my God, there were so many sharp things. You
like,
didn't even get near
the
shed. Why
wouldn't you go look in that one first? Yeah.
And also, the second that this happened, I was like, honey, just stomp on his hand until you break all the bones in it.
Or do anything.
Slip that thing off his hand.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of that though.
Or take something and just slam his hand until it's a pile of nothingness, and then whoop, you can slip that right off.
And then get the fook out of there.
Yeah. The whole time I was saying that. I was like, break his hand.
She was.
I mean, she's so, like, adamant about, like, I can't find a sharp object, but, like, what about just any other thing in the house? Because it's a house, a giant house filled with stuff.
Yeah.
I really wanted every time she, like, went down the stairs to, like, tumble down with the dead body. Like, she'd just be like, okay, I gotta do this.
It happened, like, three times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It kept happening.
By the time that the other guy did it, I was like, we get it. You tumble down the stairs if you're carrying some extra weight behind you. It's true. Okay.
It's funny too, Drew, because like my next note literally says, but then she falls down the stairs.
Yeah. It's like she like sent the body down first and then was like, she did.
And then was like, oh shit, I'm going to come after it. Well, you know, like,
excuse her for being a little fucking flustered.
Well, and also she just should have just rid that thing down the stairs like a sled.
Oh, yeah. Bitch. Imagine riding your dead husband down the
sit
stairs.
Sit your ass on his chest. He sucks anyway. Sit on his chest and just ride his ass down the stairs.
Have a good time while you're figuring
this out.
She had
like no remorse. Yeah. Like she was just
I wouldn't. He was a dick.
He sucked. Of course she did.
Yeah.
So why not?
To be fair, if anyone handcuffed themselves to me, and then shot themselves, I would not give a fuck about their body after that. I'd be like, no, like I'm getting you away from me at any means possible. I don't give a fuck what happens.
Well, and she was like, you fucking hypocrite. Like, you were cheating on me too.
Yeah, she said the amount of times I've washed lipstick and glitter out of your clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, he was a piece of shit.
So he sucks. So basically, yeah, she's just fidgeting around for a while. And then we get that, the whole scene where she finds her car keys, or his car keys, I don't know whose, that doesn't matter. But she finds car keys, and then she drags the dead body, like, into the passenger seat of the car, and then she tries to drive off, but the car doesn't start because Mark drained the gas tank before he went off.
Megan Fox is, like, turning the heat up and, like, rubbing her hands together and, like, putting them in front of the thing. She's like, don't do that with a dead body in the car.
I don't know if that's something you want to do with a dead body that's been, like, hanging around for, like, a good hour now.
About to stank up.
Maybe don't heat that up.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad later. You have a long drive ahead of you. Open a window. I don't know.
Open a window. I don't know.
It's pretty fucking gross. And then the movie got like kind of weird because I thought it was going to turn into like, you know, Dexter, like with Captain Morgan, like with his fucking, with his father and whatnot.
Yes.
Because he starts talking to her. So I'm like, oh, okay. So she's going to have a conversation with dead husband for the rest of the movie. No. Just once.
Yeah, or twice. I think, because he records like two messages for her. Because when she gets in the car, she turns on the radio and he's like, I'm surprised you made it this far.
Yeah.
But now that you did, let me tell you.
And you're like, but you know what? The second thing that she played was actually the transcript of her testifying in court against the guy that robbed
her. So it was that only one.
Like she looks at him and he starts like dead body talking for a second.
What?
No, that was out of the radio.
Yeah. He put a tape in the radio.
Then why was his face moving and looking at her?
Were you high?
His face wasn't moving.
That scene, Caleb, I'm with you, because that scene confused me and it freaked me out. Just the way he was like sitting.
No, he did not speak.
She jumps. I think when she jumps, it makes it somewhat look like, I can understand why it like tricked your brain.
Well,
to thinking that he moved.
The way he's, when he says, my only regret is not being there right now to see the look on your face, because he's not. He's dead.
Hmm.
Right.
Because if he was like talking like a dead body, he'd be like, oh, the look on your face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I thought there was something beside that part.
He didn't move.
Okay, so it turns out that he probably wasn't talking to her. She's just kind of having issues because he's recording stuff in the background. And then she pretty much can't leave because, you know, the gas is going on. So now she goes over to the bathroom. She starts fidgeting with the necklace that Mark put on her at dinner earlier in the movie. And then she discovers that she can't get it off.
Yeah. I was trying to get him to stop playing with the candle because he was being me.
I was like, what's happening?
Drew was playing with like this little like fake candle. And I was like, that's going to make a lot of noise. Like, stop. But we both have ADD. You should see us in our house. It's a lot.
I can't imagine.
No, you have to stop.
Sorry. Caleb, don't put that in.
I'm putting it in.
You have to stop. Because I said stop and then you did it three more times.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I felt like I told like your kids not to do something and they were like, what? One more time?
So she falls down some stairs again, and then she heads back into the dark room and finds a bunch of like private investigator type pictures hung up everywhere. And at the end of the room, there's a picture of her attacker, the dude with the no eye.
Yeah, that scared me. That was a good jump scare.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me.
And
I'm not
she was
gonna
scratched
lie.
Out of all the pictures, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think that happened later, actually.
No, that was right here.
You're probably right. No, you're right.
I'm like, logically, he had to have done it like, while
there
he was
also
alive.
Pictures of her and Tom.
Yeah.
She, right. I think she was scratched out of the wedding picture.
She was, you're right.
So what happened is that she went into that room when she first got there and all the pictures were there, and then she went back into it later and then
that's
it was all scratched
what it was.
Out.
Exactly.
So he had God, done it during
the
night.
God, I love to be right.
Wait, I was right during that actually.
Yeah, because he had done it during the night. Yeah. That's what it, that's what confused me.
And then, wait, but that was a... You guys thought that was, like, a good scare? Like, I completely expected, like, that picture to be at the end of that thing. Because it was like, oh, he's going into a photo room earlier. The picture was there. Oh, it's at the end now.
I knew in my brain, but I think my body didn't know. And my body still jumped.
And I think I felt the anxiety that she felt in that moment. So, like, seeing that picture, I was like, oh, ooh. Ooh. Like, yeah. I just didn't like it. I was like, ooh, unsettled.
And his mugshot. His mugshot is terrifying.
Dude, his mugshot looks pretty scary, but I don't know if you guys caught this. I really hope you did. That guy looked like fucking Matthew McConaughey.
He did. He does kind of look like Matthew McConaughey. Like a gnarlier Matthew McConaughey.
Dude, yes. Ash, I see you shaking your head. You're 100% wrong. We pulled up the picture of him like next to him.
Yeah, I could see it a little bit.
I usually think that people look like people and they don't look anything like the people that I think they look like. So maybe this is one of those cases where I'm just like, no,
like,
that
I'm
looks nothing like them. Yeah. I think he looked like the guy from New Girl, Nick.
I don't watch that show. I'm not familiar.
No, I feel like I need to look that up.
You're going to think he doesn't look like that guy, but...
I'm already dead set on Matthew McConaughey either way. I'm 100% positive.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's his name? Nick? New Girl?
Yeah.
Here's a picture.
Let me see.
What?
I think they look good.
What the fuck is going on with your
Thank
brain?
Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know. I see art differently, okay?
What are you art talking about?
I'm going to make a pic collage. I'll be
I
back.
Love you so Please. Much. There's not one feature that looks like that. Besides maybe they both have
a face. I thought it was
going to
be like slightly similar. I see.
It's
oh
fine.
My God.
Everybody out there. Rescue me.
They both have a face.
Everybody out there, rescue me from these meanies. Take me to Weenie Hut Jr.
I will ride into battle saying that they do not look alike.
I'm going to make a pic collage.
No, I am right now too, trust me. It's the first thing I was going toward.
Also, the cover of the movie is the ending of the movie, which seems like it shouldn't be that.
Yeah, I saw that. Because the whole time, if you see that before watching the movie the whole time, you're like, when's that going to happen?
Yeah.
And then it's literally like the last 30 seconds of the movie.
What's the bad guy's name?
Bobby Ray.
Bobby and Jimmy. Yeah.
His name IRL is Callan Mulvey.
That's a cool ass name.
Callan Mulvey. Mulvey.
Oh, yeah. No, they look nothing alike.
No.
I think my brain just didn't remember
they definitely
him.
Don't.
He actually does look a lot like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's right.
Like that.
Yeah, that's the one
yeah,
I
like
just looked
that.
At. Yeah, I think my brain just doesn't recollect very well. That's
he's
all.
Like he's like weirdly attractive.
He is very attractive. I agree.
I thought that during the movie, but I was like, is this okay?
Yeah, me too. And I said the same thing to myself. I said, is this okay? And then I felt it wasn't.
I just didn't vocalize it. I was like, well,
yeah. Oh, look at him as a youngin. Giving me a buff Corey Matthews vibe.
Look at him. A buff Corey Matthews vibe. You gotta stop. You gotta stop.
Never.
This is just the best looking at these two right next to each other.
Yeah, no. Never mind.
Look at how much they look alike.
Okay, my brain,
twins,
you know, everybody makes mistakes and everybody has those days. Everybody
twins,
knows what I'm talking
basically.
About. Everybody gets that way.
They're twins.
Sometimes I'm in a jam. I gotta make a plan.
I mean, like, I think they were definitely attached
to
birth.
Do you have any idea what I'm saying right now? I'm literally saying Hannah Montana lyrics to you guys.
Oh, no, sorry. I was still looking at this. I'm posting on Scream, and I'm doing a vote of do they look the same.
Oh, my God. You guys are so fucking annoying sometimes.
We are.
I just said they don't look alike.
I created a toxic work environment for you and Morbid.
I'm gonna shut this shit down real quick, okay?
Do they look the same?
I feel I literally feel like I have like so many siblings on this couch right
you
now.
You do.
I mean, family.
Family.
Drew's on my side. Drew voted yes. Vote yes if you love
me. No, I really hope that there's a lot of yeses on this.
That's there's not going to be because they don't look alike and I literally already admitted it. I had a brain lapse, okay?
I hope that'd be so funny if it ends and Drew's literally the only one. It's just like, it's just Drew, yes.
Yes.
I have to.
Yeah, exactly.
You gotta support,
oh, it's
man.
It's 50-50.
He looks like Sloth.
Or is it?
Am I wrong?
Please put a post on Scream. Do these people look alike?
Wait, what? Okay, he looks like,
Sloth.
He looks like the smooth version of Trey Parker.
Oh my god, the smooth version of Trey Parker.
Like the normal SpongeBob version. Like if Trey Parker was turned into normal SpongeBob, I think it's that.
What's on SpongeBob?
A sponge.
A sponge.
Sponge.
Bob.
Oh, at least three. That's great.
You guys are a bunch of squilliums.
Squilliums!
Okay, let's talk about this fucking movie.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Is this when Tom comes?
Yeah, as soon as Tom rolled up to the doorstep, I was like, shit's about to get real. Yeah. I was like, oh, Tom. I literally was like, oh, Tom's going to die. Yeah.
Tom brought the chaos with him.
Tom was just trying to save her.
He was.
I
loved Tom.
He should have known, though.
But real quick, before Tom comes, remember when she's like, we talked about it a little bit. Remember when she like stabbed that dude in the face with the keys and like they show that little shot of her hand first and she's clenching the keys?
Mm-hmm.
She kind of looked like that meme of, like, isn't that, like, Arthur, where he's just, like, clenching his fist? Like,
Oh my god. I love that.
We were just talking about Arthur the other day. That was weird.
Yeah, we were.
We were singing the theme song.
Because I randomly started singing the theme
out
song.
Out of completely nowhere.
Literally out of nowhere.
We were sitting on this couch, and she's like, hey, what a wonderful kind of day. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? CBS? PBS
kids? And I was like, I don't know. You can learn to laugh and play.
And get along with each other. Hey.
I said, hey.
Hey.
Is Arthur an armadillo?
He sure is.
No, an aardvark.
No, an aardvark, exactly.
Oh, you are right. Yes.
Why is he an aardvark built like a chubby human?
I still have a DW doll.
That's terrifying.
I
love the items that you have procured over the years.
I don't love the items that are in our apartment that he's procured over the years.
When you revealed that you had a Barbara Jean keychain.
Oh my god.
Okay, that item I can get down with.
The internet.
Nothing has ever mattered more to me than that fact.
I know. We were watching Reba and he literally just said, oh my god, do I still have it? And just yeeted himself out of his seat, went into the closet and was like, I still have it, and then handed it to me. And I was like, I'm sorry, what just happened?
The greatest fact.
And then Megan Fox said, Tom, you shouldn't be here.
Yeah, that's basically what happened. So Tom's fucking here, and he's like, hey, dude, what's going on? And then she's like, hey, dude, so, like, you know, your boss is kind of not in a good place right now. And he's like, oh, well, you know, can I come in, dude? And he's like, whoa, that's a dead body.
Wow, you acted that out really well.
And he was like, we got to get our story straight. And she's like, what fucking story? He killed himself.
Well, and he says, I got messages from you.
Right,
saying,
right.
Like, you need, that's why he showed up.
I love that immediately she's like, no, he sent you those messages.
She's like Mark sent you those.
Yeah.
My phone is trashed. Like, it definitely wasn't me. And he's like, what the fuck? And then she's like, come in.
Yeah, the funniest thing that happens here, and this is the only audio clip that I'm putting in the movie that I told you about. All right, fuck, I said in the movie again. In the fucking episode.
Caleb.
Tom walks in, and he looks down, and he kind of, like, looks away, like, kind of scared, and then Megan's like, dude, like, what? Like, calm down. And then he's like, oh, like...
Should we cover his...
His what?
I'm sorry, I haven't seen my boss in his boxes before. I'm freaking out a little bit.
Yes, I knew exactly what you were about to say.
And I was like, bro, what are you talking... You've never seen your boss dead before with a fucking hole in his head.
You've never seen your boss with half his skull missing.
Well, and hopefully you've never seen anyone with half their skull missing.
It's like, why are we really...
Then again, like, think about the industry he's in. He probably sees photos like that all the time. So he's probably very desensitized.
Okay, but if you're desensitized, why the fuck are you worried about a guy that's in his boxers?
Like, coming into that situation, the first thing that I would think is not like, oh no, he's in his underwear. It would be like, oh no, he's dead and chained to you. That's weird.
That was easily the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
That was awesome. When that happened, I was like, what? What?
Yeah, and I feel like Megan and Tom's conversation, like, regarding her telling him about the dead body and, like, what went down, like, it was just really light. She's kind of just like, yep, he's dead. And Tom's like, oh, well, you know, like, that's pretty crazy. And I'm like, I would have been a lot more stressed if I just waltzed into this.
Yeah, I think I would end up, if I was Tom, I'd be like, what? Like, I'd literally be like, yeah, you go slow. Tell me what happened. Tell me every fucking second of what happened last night. Like, I need to know details.
But she kind of did. Like, she gave him the rundown in, like, a very calm way.
She really didn't, though. She was just like, he shot himself and chained himself to me. And you're like, did something lead up to this? Like, what happened?
Well, he was probably like us cheating on, like, us cheating.
He does. He said because of us. Right. And she's like, well, I think there was, and she was like, I'm pretty sure it's because he's fucked. Like, I'm pretty sure that had more to do with it.
Right. And he said, and that's when he says, like, because it's Tom that says that they have all the evidence against him. There was like an investigation against him for tampering with evidence.
Very casual, very, very, yeah. I'm seeing my friend at a party and we're just kind of like catching up because we haven't seen each other in like a month or two.
Yeah. Oh, and then she said to him, because he's like, we need to get like our story straight. And she was like, he texted you, do you really think you're here to save me? Like, and then that's when he like opened the door and it's like, wasn't the truck like coming up the driveway?
Yeah, and he closed the door really fast and he's like, that I saw that truck like over here on my way here.
He was like tailing me.
Yeah, like something's up.
Yeah, and then this little like skinny guy pops out. Doesn't really look like a threat at all. He's kind of just this nerdy little dude and he's like, hey.
His name is Jimmy.
I know, I like Jimmy.
I did too.
I loved Jimmy.
I didn't hate him. I just have no thoughts about him. He was there.
He reminded me of a guy from Boston.
Yeah, me too.
He gave me those vibes.
He was trying to have that accent, I feel.
I don't even know. He just like had that vibe about
him.
He did.
He had a Boston vibe.
I was like, all right.
His brother did in a scary way too.
Like, are you from Southie? I think you are. I don't know.
Oh, I was going to say like I wanted him to find her. Like,
yeah,
that
we kept
whole
saying
time.
That.
Yeah.
I'm like, he should find her and like he'll help her. But, you know.
Yeah, because that whole time we were like, she'll break him.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. She will be able to break him because
and she does.
He's weak-willed. And she does. Yeah, she does end up breaking him from afar.
Yeah. Yeah, but before all that, he pulls up. He starts talking with Tom. And then Tom's all pissed off because he's like, yeah, dude, your story sounds like bullshit. And then that dude that Megan stabbed in the eye earlier pulls up, or not earlier, you know, we never see it, but the dude that got stabbed in the eye by Megan, he pulls up, and then he starts exchanging words with Tom, and he's kind of just like, all right, yeah, I'm fucking done with this, and then he stabs Tom to death. Doesn't really have that much of a build-up. They kind of just talk for a minute, Tom dies.
Yeah, I was really sad to see him go, even though the second he showed up, I was like, oh, he's Audi 5000.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was very much ready to go. And then that partner, like the little Jimmy dude, that dude cannot keep his cool. Like, I was kind of questioning why he was there to begin with.
Well, have you ever seen a man stabbed in front of you and kept your cool?
No, but who the, I mean, I don't even know why he's hanging out with his brother. It was his brother, right? Or some shit, or his best
brother. Yeah, they're brothers.
Yeah, so it was his brother. I don't know why the fuck he's hanging out with his brother. He already knows that his brother is, like, a criminal, and he told him he was coming there to do criminal stuff. And then he's just like, oh, man, I don't know, I didn't sign up for this. Like, yeah, but you know who your brother is. So, I mean,
yeah,
if your brother is, you're well aware of what he's going to do.
I think he only thought they were going to get $200,000.
Yeah, to rob.
He definitely did. To rob him. He says that. He said it like a million times. He kept being like, you said 20 minutes in and out, like 20 minutes in and out. And then he was like, I didn't know you had a knife with you. I didn't know you had this. Like, he was not. But like you said,
he knows who his brother is.
You know who your brother is, and you know why your brother was in prison. Like, because he stabbed a woman.
I mean, like.
Yeah, but like, I would go with you somewhere if you got out of prison.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then would you, if I went to prison for stabbing someone and then I pulled out a knife and stabbed someone else, would you be like, what? Or would you just be like, yeah, that tracks.
No, I'm naive as fuck. So yeah, I think I'd be like, what the fuck did you just do?
See, I'd be like, that tracks.
I also, sure. Well, I'd be like, it tracks. But I also think the shock of seeing somebody stabbed in front of you might sure. make you just be like a little bit like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. He was a good actor in that sense too. I believed his anxiety.
Yeah, I fully agree. My side is just, I am not, like, so naive that, like, if someone walked up to me and they were like, hey, let's go make $200,000 in under 20 minutes, I'd be, like, my first instinct and my first thought would be like, okay, so you have weapons, someone's probably gonna get hurt, something weird is gonna happen. Like, it's not like I'm gonna be so surprised, like, oh my god, what are you doing, dude? Like, I just feel like this kid didn't belong here and he fully knew what he was doing and... it was just a weird thing. Like, I felt like Matthew McConaughey should have been pulling up with, like, some fucking partner that knew what he was doing. Like, that would have made more sense.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have had the movie.
Well, and it's true, too, what you're saying, because he wasn't just walking into, like, an empty house, breaking into a house, going to get that money. He knew that he had to go up and sweet-talk Tom to get into the house. So he knew someone was going to get hurt here. Yeah. Like, he knew he wasn't going to be able to be like, hey, can I use your facilities? And then go in there and be like, I'm just going to bust in your safe real quick. So it's like,
right.
He knew he was going to have to hurt someone or restrain someone. So it's all, I didn't even think of it that
way. That is true.
That, like, he knew some shit was going to go down.
But maybe he didn't think of all that, though, because he's an idiot.
Well, that's how I feel about the people that wrote this scene in.
They didn't think of it that way.
Yeah, I don't think they thought it through.
So now Emma is in fight mode because the dudes in the house are on the hunt for her. And, you know, Tom's gone. It's just her now with a fucking dead body strapped to her arm. So she goes to an outdoor shed and she starts smashing Mark's hand off. You know, finally, what she should have done a long time ago.
Yeah. Just break the thumb, man. That's all you got to do. Break that thumb and boom.
There's right something off. That really bothered me, though. Like when they... Matthew McConaughey and his brother, like, went into the house and she was hiding behind that wall and he, like, walked up, like, right there and, like, stopped.
Nope, and then, I got the answer.
And then they went back and, like, it showed her sitting there and then 2 seconds, she was gone. She was just gone.
She would have made so much noise.
Oh, okay. Yeah. She would have made so much noise. The explanation that I do have for you, though, is that Megan's eyes. Blind in one eye and doesn't have peripheral vision, so it makes sense that he didn't see her there.
Oh, it's through Matthew McConaughey's eyes.
I think that wasn't even the bad eye.
Oh, it wasn't?
His bad eye was his left eye, and he was walking up to her, and it would have been his right eye.
Oh, shit. I didn't even think of that.
Mm-hmm.
They did that a few times where it would be like her sitting there, like, and like it would cut and then it would cut back and it's like she's just gone.
Yeah, but that's like every thriller movie ever, because like you have to have a movie and like they have to get away. Yeah.
But I mean, that's like a bad, just like, okay, you know, it's fine because every movie does this or that, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Like, I mean, not every movie does that. I've seen a lot of really good movies that don't do that, but you know, this one, like, I'd probably be able to count, I couldn't count it on one hand how many times they did that.
Yeah.
Because it would have made noise at the very least, her dragging him behind her. So it's like, I would have rather even heard the noise and had them be like, what the fuck is that?
Right.
Because that's more realistic.
Or even like her like struggling, because every single time when we had like 30 minutes of her roaming around the house, she'd be like,
fuck you.
I know the after audio of her having to record all those like, groans and moans must have been hilarious.
Yeah, seriously.
What if at one point they cut back, she wasn't there, and then they cut to her outside holding the dead body and just running?
I would not be surprised whatsoever.
That would be iconic. Just no, like wrapped around her neck.
Barefoot through the snow.
Barefoot wearing his pants.
Yeah. Hair is just like flowing.
I love it.
Like in the wind.
I love it so much. That would have been awesome. Honestly, I would have loved that.
I would have been here for that as fuck.
Honestly, though, Drew, like, I fully agree with what you're saying, because even when, like, she chopped off his hand and then, you know, they had that thing where he's going toward the body because they saw the body, you know, in the shed.
Yeah.
And then they're going toward it and they're about to lift it up. I was like, fully convinced for a second that she was going to be under there and that he was just going to turn around.
No
and yeah, I thought he was going to hear like a little like noise, like a dunk, like in the background. He was going to be like, oh, what's that? And like turn around and go the other way because it happens so often.
Yeah.
Once or twice, like, I'm okay with that. But then when you keep doing it, I'm like, that's just bad directing at that point. Like,
yeah.
Why do you keep doing this?
You can't let it go too many times.
Yeah, and you have to have a reason for it. You know, like if someone's walking up to something and they fully should see something that's like, you know, sitting right there that's obvious, like a dead body, this, that, whatever, a clue. Like if you're going to turn around, I want there to be a good reason for you turning around and being distracted. You know, it's like something that you have to deal with right now. Not like, you know, like Drew said, like when he's walking over there and then his friend's just like, hey, dude, something over here. And he's just like, oh, okay, I'm turning around. Like, I don't like that.
I'm not going to keep looking at what I was looking at.
Like, come on, dude. You have a goal here. You're trying to find someone. There's a lot happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and here's another thing that's kind of weird. Okay, we talked about, like, all the sharp things being removed from the house and everything. And then, you know, everything she needed was in the shed. Not only were all the sharp things and the things she needed to, like, remove that guy in the shed, there was also a giant tank of gas there.
There sure was.
So, like, if she just went to the shed instead of all of those rooms, this didn't have to be a movie.
No.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, that was a little annoying. I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, convenience. That's fine. And then this is around the time that she almost gets caught by the guys, and she kind of just plops into the snow to camouflage herself from the villains.
That was the best. We laughed so hard at that. That was also so stressful.
She literally like laid down in like a shoveled path.
Yeah.
And like
100%. Which like realistically that's literally all she could do. So I mean it worked, but he was so oblivious and like you could see like cuz we saw his eyeline. You could see her laying there like it was in he was the guy with both eyes working. So his peripheral should have been
But he's
that.
Also the guy that got like conned into coming here, so he's clearly very oblivious.
Honestly, I don't think he wanted to find her.
No, I don't think
so
he was looking
for her.
So I
think he was just like, even if he saw that, he was like moving on.
Yeah, I don't think he would have cared either way. I just thought it was so funny too that like, you know, she's walking by and she just happens to find like the one spot that's indented perfectly for her body.
I know, right? It's like, true. And there was also several times, and I think it was around this time, where she was so fucking funny. With her frustration this whole thing. Like, she would have, like, real, like, she'd just scream, fuck, or something like that. Or, like, she'd, like, kick his body, like, fuck you, dude. Like, it was funny.
So, the pacing still stays, like, pretty slow for a good while. And then Bobby's assistant, I called him his assistant for his while, Jimmy. It's his brother, but I just...
His brother assistant.
Same fucking thing. He's just, like, following, and he's going, like, come on, boss, she put you in jail before. You don't want her to do it again, eh? You said 20 minutes, boss, 20 minutes. Come on, boss, get us out of here.
Spot on.
ComAv's gonna be a nightmare at this moment. Wow, that didn't land. You can go ahead and cut that one out.
I did not hear Zoom kind of like cut for a second.
I was literally like spacing out.
I was like, okay.
I literally was like looking out the window at that moment.
I made a Boston joke and literally no one made a sound.
Me and Ash are both just staring into space.
I was like, all right. There that is.
Sorry.
Thank you for that.
Hey, man.
You know, no, you know what I was doing? I was trying to think of what to say. Like, I was going to do another Boston joke, like, in addition, and then my brain just went kaput.
See, Caleb, you wouldn't have got the joke, so that's fine that you didn't respond, but I'm sitting
here. What did you say?
What did you say? She said ComAv is going to be a nightmare.
What's
at this
ComAv?
Moment.
Oh, so you did hear it.
I heard that. No.
No, I did. I told you. I was like spacing out and I was trying to think of another like Boston joke to make.
Yeah.
And then
what's
my brain
ComAv?
Just went kaput.
Commonwealth Avenue.
Oh.
You don't know what ComAv
you know.
Is?
I've never heard it called ComAv.
Really?
So thankfully at around an hour and 7 minutes, Megan smacks Bobby in the side of the head with a golf club and makes him fall through the floor.
Yeah, because they're in the attic. And I actually really liked the scene where his feet are like walking over the beams and then the brother, his feet are doing something. It was a cool shot.
Dang, foot loose. Get
them, kick get off your murdering feet. Shoes.
Jeez.
Stab.
Today's Kevin Bacon's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, like literally. Today's Kevin Bacon's birthday.
Happy birthday, Kevin Bacon.
Is it Kevin Bacon's birthday?
Anyway, so she beats Bobby up a little bit. And then, you know, if people were smart in horror movies, this would probably be the end of the movie. But she chooses not to beat him anymore. She just kind of like, you know, runs off. And then she gets curb stomped and then reattached to her husband.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's essentially what happened.
That's what happened. She beats up Bobby a little bit, basically. Like, she beats him with the golf club. She should have ended the movie there because she should have killed him, but she doesn't. And then Bobby's just like, all right, I'm going to fuck you up. Beats her up, curb stomps her, and then is like, all right, back to square one. Here's your fucking dead husband again. Like, attaches her to the other hand, the hand that's not chopped off.
And every time she would hit someone in the head, I was like, honey, finish the job. Every time I was like, you don't hit them once in the head and then run away. You hit them 100 times till it can't clinically be called a head anymore. Just keep going.
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
It's like Drew said in the beginning, like everything is predictable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You knew there was another 20 minutes. So it's like, all right, she's just going to hit him once. Move on. Try to like just leave, even though you're in the middle of fucking nowhere. So what can you do?
Very true.
So now Matthew McConaughey gets on top of Emma and he tells her that he's going to start chopping off her fucking toes if she doesn't tell him the day that Mark proposed to her.
Is this in the bedroom?
That's the passcode to the safe that they're trying to get the $200,000 worth of diamonds in.
You know, explaining all of this is getting really boring because it all just sounds like someone just jotted down a basic plot on a piece of paper.
Yeah, it definitely was a very basic plot.
Hey guys, the day that your husband proposed to you is the safe, and that's where I'm gonna get the money, so you gotta get is your handcuff. Yeah, honestly, yeah. I'm like liking this movie less and less.
See, I still like this movie. I can forgive some of these.
I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, because I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah, so he's gonna remove some little piggies.
Yeah.
And you
but
see
Jimmy's upset.
And you see the scar too that he gave her the first time. That they like when he robbed her, he stabbed her in the back, and she has like a gnarly scar,
the back of her shirt.
But wait, there's more. Mr. Jimmy's gonna come in and he's gonna stop him from cutting off the little piggies because he's gonna fucking save the day and shit.
This was interesting though, because when her husband Mark shoots himself, he like obviously the gun falls, and when she's trying to figure out how to get off of him, she grabs the gun and tries to like shoot the chain, but she realizes that he only put one bullet in the gun, so she tosses it under the bed, and Jimmy finds it, like sees it under the bed at this moment, grabs it. We know there's no bullets in that gun, but what's his name, Bobby, doesn't know that there's no bullets in the gun. Mm-hmm. So Jimmy's like holding the gun at him, being like, I'll do it, burr, burr, burr. let's get the diamonds and get out of here, don't kill this lady. But it reminded me of like in Devil's Rejects when Sherry Moon Zombie, when Baby's like, there's no bullets in this gun. It's just mind control. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it reminded me of Hall Pass when Owen Wilson said, wow.
You're so stupid. when she, in the beginning, when she tries to shoot the handcuffs off and then she tosses the gun under the bed too, they pan to that gun for about 25 minutes. And I was like, well, that's going to come back later.
It just sits on it and I was like, oh yeah, we're going to use that.
So again, with the predictability.
Yeah.
And then they're talking about like, you know, getting into the safe still, and then they finally get into it because she just gives away, you know, the proposal date, blah, 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 blah.
And immediately you know that nothing is going to be in there. We were again. All
saying I was like, yeah, I was like, that's going to be empty.
Predictable. So it's empty, and then there's like a note in there. It's like on like some, it's like a fancy like metal plate thing, and it says,
oh no no no, it's on a bone saw.
Oh yeah, you're right, it is.
Yeah, because as soon as he pulled that out, I was like, that's a motherfucking bone saw used in autopsies. Like that is straight up to saw through bone.
And then it says, the diamonds lay close to our heart. Which actually they kind of didn't. It should have said the diamonds like close to her like neck, or maybe like under her chin.
Under her chin.
Under her chin. Like chin, cut chin. Off her neck or cut off her head.
Like, the diamonds lay close to her trachea.
I also want to know who did this at like Things Remembered. Like,
yeah, that like who engraved this? That. Because you know what? I have that exact bone saw in my house right now, like an antique one.
in a frame.
You should get it engraved with the diamonds lay close to her heart. Or
I
no,
should.
You should get it engraved with the diamonds lay close to right under her chin.
That's what I would get. And if when I asked to get it engraved and they were like, anything else? I'd be like, no.
No, I just really like that Megan Fox movie.
Get Megan Fox to autograph it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Get Megan Fox's face etched into it.
It really increased the value.
So wow. Now they all realize that the diamonds are in Emma's non-removable necklace. So he's like, I'm gonna cut off your head, dude.
And Jimmy tries to help her get it off, too.
I know.
And she's like panicking.
He's just tugging at it. He's like, I'll do it. I'll get it.
And she's like, no, you won't.
So they kind of just scuffle for a little bit. And then, you know, assistant gets in the way. He kind of just throws him at a wall the way I did, like, to Bree's little brother, like, a long time ago. And then, but then he stabs him in the back of a head with, like, a coat hanger because he, like, shoves him against the wall. He's like, I'm mad at you, dude, and shoves him against the wall right into a coat hanger. He dies, and then he's like, this is your fault, Emma.
Yeah.
When he said it was her fault, I was like, no, 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 Bobby. All roads lead back to you robbing her.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, literally everything leads back to him. Like, dude. You robbed her. She stabbed right. You. You came back. You chose to come back. You threw him against a coat hanger. Like, you can't look at the wall before you fucking throw someone on it.
Right. Yeah. Because in the, like, I forget exactly when it was, but when he was giving Jimmy a pep talk, he was like, we lost everything because of this bitch. Like, I went to jail. We lost the house, Jimmy. We lost the fucking apartment on Southie. Right.
We
near,
lost the apartment, Jimmy.
Right near fucking D Street. It had great parking. It's because of Megan Fox.
Because of Megan Fox.
And it's like, no, you lost your house because you chose to fucking stab a woman in the back and rob her. Like, do some self-reflection, Bobby.
Also, when he threw him against that coat hanger, he died
immediately.
Oh, so fast.
And I was like, what happened? Because someone needs to explain to
me. Did he just go brain dead?
That, I don't know.
He's dead.
Yeah, I needed somebody to explain to me what part of his brain was, first of all, the fact that he shoved him hard enough to, like, apparently shatter his skull in that area. Which, like, what was that coat hanger made out of? And then also, knife. Like, what part of his brain did it puncture? That it just
all
killed
it.
Him immediately.
All of it. The whole brain.
Yeah, it was very... I need more information.
The coat hanger was, like, this big.
Yeah, it had to have been, like, a sword.
Convenience, man.
Yeah.
Predictability.
Hey, there you go. We dispatched of Jimmy. So that's all we needed to do.
Rip Jimmy. Literally, he did rip off that wall.
Rip Jimmy.
Rip.
So, I mean, you know, Matthew McConaughey, he thought that was pretty uncool of Emma. So he kind of like stabs her in the fat part of the back of her leg. And then she beats him up a little bit and then handcuffs him to Mark's body.
I loved that.
Mark's getting a lot of action.
That was great.
Like, Mark just keeps getting removed from people and then handcuffed to another spot. I'm like, okay, why are we just playing, like, musical Mark?
Musical Mark. Musical corpse. And you know funny. What, though? They did do a good thing by having it set in the, like, Arctic winter, though, because
preserving.
Otherwise I would have been like, he should start decomposing, but, like, probably
it's
not.
Cold up
it's
in
cold
there.
In there.
That's
so
true.
It makes sense. So it was good to do that.
And then, okay, and then she gets in the car and she starts driving. It crashed because Matthew McConaughey stabbed it earlier, right? That was the same car. Did she get in their car?
There was another car because...
It was Tom's car.
Oh, so there's like three cars there, right? Because there's Mark's car there, there's Tom's car, if Tom pulled up,
Bobby
and then there's
and
the... Yeah, Bobby and the and Jimmy.
She got in their car.
Okay, that's what I... Why'd she fucking
crash
it then? Yeah,
because she crashes through the garage.
Yeah, why?
Because she backs out of the garage first and tries to hit Bobby, but Bobby gets out of the way. Then she smashes into Tom's car, which is in front of Bobby and Jimmy's car, so she can't get out of the driveway.
She also, like, ran over Mark, like, 10 times.
Yeah, and then she jams the car forward, hits him again, and then she spins out of control, mm-hmm. and she's going towards the lake now because she couldn't back out of the driveway. So that's why she crashed.
Just seemed very erratic. I think she should have just went
it
home.
Was. Yeah. I mean, for sure. That would have been a better idea.
I mean, like, at this point, Bobby was pretty damn slow. I think she could have just left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she could have just ran at that point. He's attached to Mark, after all.
I think she lost her Converse again, though.
She did. And she was stabbed in the back of the leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rough, man. Yeah, so, I mean, the movie starts coming to a conclusion when Mark starts chasing Emma on some ice water. I mean, it's... everyone knows what's going to happen at this point. If you didn't know what was going to happen, like, every other 5 minutes of the movie, you definitely know what's going to happen right now.
Yeah.
Well, and there was a scene earlier when they're, like, trying to find her in the boat, and they lift the cover and she's not in there, that Jimmy says, "Watch out, Bobby, that could be thin ice."
Yep.
And I was like, oh, there it was.
Yep.
Just setting you up.
Like, come on.
Well, and then Jimmy did that again too, which, like, comes into play in the final scene where, like, she got a hold of Tom's cell phone and tried calling 911, and you, like, hear the operator.
Yep.
And Jimmy goes, like, they're going to trace the call. Like, they're going to trace the call. And, like, you know that's going to come back.
100%.
Because Bobby's such an idiot and is like, nah, she didn't get to. And I'm like, you should know that when the call goes through, they can trace it.
He was like, we're in the middle of nowhere.
He was like, we got, like, 20 more minutes. So, yeah, they're on ice water now. So, I mean, yeah, he's gonna start stabbing at her. He's going to miss. He's going to hit the ice. They're going to go into the water. And this is what happens.
Yep.
Now they're in the water.
Because I was expecting, like, him to just fall through because he had, like, Mark. And Mark was just going to, like, drag him down. And that would be it. But I wasn't expecting him to grab her.
So at first, I thought the same as you. I was like, okay, just Mark is going to fall in. But
me
then
too.
I looked at the timestamp and I was like, there's like 8 minutes left. So she's going to fall in with him.
Oh, see, we didn't look at the timestamp and I said the same thing. I was like, oh, I know Mark is going to slide off and just drag him with momentum down.
Yeah.
But when he grabbed her at the last second.
Yeah, none of us expected it.
I think we all were like, oh,
yeah, we're like, oh shit.
Like, oh no. And then when she's like coming up and trying to find an area that's open, that was the most claustrophobic, scary scene I've ever seen.
Well, before that, she stabbed him.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because she stabbed him in the other eye.
Because she grabs his knife down there and she goes behind her and stabs him in the other eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Iconic. It was great. I was waiting for it the whole time.
I mean, I will agree, it's always fairly fun and, like, you know, kind of freaky to see someone, like, under the ice thing. Because honestly, like, that's my, like, biggest fucking fear in the world.
Yes.
Like,
100%.
If I am ever in that situation, like, that's terrible. I don't want to be in that situation is what I'm saying. It's not a
good... Yeah, watching it was very unsettling.
Makes you want to take, like, 8 deep breaths.
Yes.
It is unsettling, but like I said, like I know I'm beating the fucking dead horse, but in a movie that's just so predictable and everything's happening over and over again, this whole ice thing was the last thing I wanted to see. Like, I was just like, all right, like, cool. You're going to be trapped under. You're going to hit it for a while. They're going to pan away. They're going to be like, oh, well, I guess she's dead under the ice. And then it's going to be like a zoom in, stab. And then she's going to get up after like trying a few times and failing. Like, it's a carbon copy of every other time someone gets caught under ice.
Yeah, she got up out of that ice, like, way too easy.
She did, that's true.
Yeah.
Because I loved this scene. Even though, like, I could predict what was happening, I still loved it.
Yeah.
But yeah, she got out of that way too easy.
But I was happy. I felt relief.
Yeah.
I still really liked, like, I mean, even though it was corny as fuck, like, when it's just the shot of, like, just the ice and you see, like, the knife coming through, like, from the bottom.
Yeah.
I still thought it looked cool. Like, it did look cool.
Did.
It was just so predictable and whatever that I was just like, all right, like, can we just end this already? Like...
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that.
So, yeah, I mean, she beats him up, she gets out of the ice, and then, she just kind of lays on top of the ice, and then she takes off her wedding ring and, like, throws it, and it slowly rolls into the water.
And that's when it was the ending of a Lifetime movie. That slowly rolling and then going, like, plunk, I was like, okay, Lifetime. I didn't need that. I hated that, to be honest.
So fucking stupid, dude. Like, I mean, really, the only... good quality of this movie is Megan Fox. Like, she was she didn't act bad in it, like, whatsoever either. I mean, I think she did
great.
Exactly what they fucking told her to do. I think she killed the role for what she did. It's just
You know what, I think that's why we liked this movie, because I think with any other actress I would have been like,
I probably
wouldn't
have liked it as much.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, I'm just gonna, so there's 4 kills, just real fast, but we'll do the recommended thing after. I want to rate this real quick. I'd give this a 1.5. And literally, it is only because of Megan Fox. Like, if this was anyone else, this would be the worst movie ever. But Megan Fox makes it somewhat entertaining.
I'm going to give it a 3.5 because I really did enjoy watching it. But I hated the ending with, like, the whole, like, ring going into the water. It was, like, so, like, okay. And because of the predictability. And because there were certain parts that I was like, okay.
You know what? I agree with Ash. I'm going to say 3.5.
Yeah.
Because I did enjoy it. And I would probably watch it again. And Megan Fox was, in my opinion, phenomenal in it. Mm-hmm. Like, when they're trying to, like, you know, when Jimmy has the gun and they're, like, trying to negotiate for a second, she's like, well, you need to unhook me from this sack of shit. And she, like, kicks his dead body. And I was like, I fucking love you. Yeah. Like, that right there. I was like, Megan Fox is amazing. But the predictability, like those things, how he's like, watch over the thin ice, Bobby. And then it comes back. I hate that. Stop mm-hmm. that all the time. And then, and yeah, I think that stuff, and then the beginning, how it dragged, are the only reasons I could take stuff off of it. But otherwise, I'm willing to forgive some stuff because it was enjoyable to watch.
What about you, Drew?
I'm with Caleb. I'm also going to give it a 1.5.
Wow. Okay.
Mainly because, like, I'm just not a good judge of horror movies.
Well, this isn't a horror movie, so that's fine.
But also, like, when you guys told me yesterday that you were going to watch a Megan Fox movie, I was like, okay, I'm in.
I'm in. So you're giving it 1.5 for Megan and Megan alone.
Yes.
Okay.
I get it.
That's fair.
Thank fucking God Valid. I'm not alone on one of these terrible movies for once.
I love that you literally picked this movie.
No, I did. Like I said, again, I was very, very excited to watch this. No, I had high hopes for it. I was hoping it was going to be good. I really wanted it to be good.
Apple pie in the sky hopes.
I didn't hate
it's
it.
It's just...
I'll watch it again, probably.
I'll watch it with you.
Yeah.
That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. The first thing me, like, because again, what? Like, I think me and Nia were genuinely, like, just as excited to watch this as you guys probably were. And we ended it saying, like, yeah, no, would never watch this again. This was not fun.
Oh, see, I definitely would.
Yeah, I would too.
You guys rate movies really high. I love you.
Yeah, because we love movies. We love watching movies together.
So would we recommend this? Can you?
Is that a thing that we do?
Yeah.
We do. Do we do that?
Do we not?
I don't think we do that.
To answer, I say no. I would not recommend it.
I probably wouldn't recommend it because I wouldn't want to be judged if somebody was like, Ash, I had to wait for everything in that movie for so long and I could predict everything.
I would recommend it because I had fun with it, and I'd say go into it. Just go into it knowing that Megan Fox is great and that this is a thriller and not a horror movie.
And we already know your answer, Caleb.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, he would is the answer.
He'd recommend it to everybody. 10 out of 10. You know, it got like a 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's getting really bad reviews on everything else I've seen.
Yeah, it's IMDb. It was a 1.5 and Rotten Tomatoes was 90. I don't trust Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, everything I've been looking at, it's been getting really bad reviews.
Oh, my God.
That makes me feel bad because I don't think it's that bad.
No, I agree.
I bet, like, what I want to do is I want to print out the script and just have you guys read it out in full and then come back to me.
No, it's like I said, but, like, Megan Fox makes the movie, so, like, I feel bad for Megan.
Wow, this does. So, yeah, it has a 91 on Rotten Tomatoes by critics and a 74 by audience.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm with that audience.
I'm with that audience.
I am not.
I'm willing to forgive some things. That's the thing. I'm a little more forgiving when it comes to these kind of movies.
Me too.
Because I just enjoy the ride.
It has a 5.8 on IMDb, and then it's pretty much the rating is like, yeah, it's about 3 on Letterboxd. So it's getting like, it exists, basically.
Well, I'm hungry, so how do we finish this?
So guys, that was Till Death from 2021 featuring our beautiful Drew.
I love him.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here.
And this show is The Ring casually rolling in the water.
This movie was I am still attached to this sack of shit.
This movie is a false flag gunshot wound that was just suspenders.
This movie was Megan Fox holding Mark like a baby and sprinting into the abyss.
Yes, babe.
Yes, it was.
That one's the
yes,
best.
Yes, it certainly was. I love you.
Elena and Caleb, they met through some tweets. Exchanged them digits, now life is so sweet. Zooming all the time to record new episodes. Slanging the jokes to make our heads all explode. On PCP, I'm trapped inside a VHS. Scream, baby, scream, you know who do it the best. Through Anna's eyes, the team is ready to go. Fighting round the world, shout out to Russell Crowe. Oh, space.
since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Internet homies, yeah, we tight like that. You wanna mess with Scream? Well, we might fight back. I'm still in that VHS, bad drug experience. A window that is secret, Johnny Depp, are you hearing this? We top notch, podcasting the day away. What you say? Friendship on full display. My penis is in space, if you think that is odd. I'm wishing for endless corn and eggs for the squad, Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the Scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the Scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the Scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the Scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream. Space penis and endless corn. I've wanted the Scream since the day I was born. Best friends ever, truly the greatest team. Eggs, 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 we just living the dream.
So if you enjoyed the show and you want to support us, you can go ahead and follow us on all the social medias. We are on Instagram at Scream Podcast, on Twitter at The Scream Pod. You can find bonus stuff and ad-free episodes and many other things at patreon.com/screampodcast. And you can follow my Letterboxd movie reviews at Horror Soup Caleb. And be sure to check out our other shows, Horror Soup, Morbid, All Bowls Welcome, Crime Countdown, all that good stuff.
Woo!
Things are getting weird.
So weird. So weird. So weird.
Things are getting weird.
So weird. So who? So what?
Things are getting weird.
How now, brown cow?
Things are getting weird.
Right here, right now.
Things are getting weird.
It's so strange, what do I do?
Getting weird. Things are getting weird. Things are getting weird. Things are getting weird with Ash.
With Ashley Kelly.
I feel like there's like a fish in my ear, like glub glub glubbing in there.
If you like Scream, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.